Rays and Blue Jays. Sabrina Stroman, sister of Marcus Stroman, throws out the first pitch. Aaron Sanchez returns after being activated from the disabled list, but he would exit the game after only one inning because of a split nail on his right middle finger. We'll take it to the bottom of the third. Ryan Goins facing Chris Archer.
Ready to go on the pitch. A swung and a grounded flag by Archer on the mound. He went down to get it. Shows off the glove hand. It's a beauty. Great save by Archer, and he flips the first for one out. So runners lead at the corners, and the first pitch on its way to Robertson. He shows bunts it to the first base side. Here comes Logan Morrison to the plate. The throw's going to go to first, and the Rays take a 1-0 lead. Smith thought about going home with it, but just didn't have his feet set properly and decided to get the out at first base. So the first and third safety squeeze play works to perfection. Chris Archer then walked the leadoff hitter, was able to get Pilar on a sharply hit grounder. But he leaves this for Colome to try to get out of. The 2-0 pitch. Here's a swing and a fly ball to left and deep. Dickerson going back to the wall, jumps up, it's over his head and off the wall. Barney to third base, he's going to be waved home. It's an RBI double for Jose Bautista, and we are tied at one here in the eighth. And the first pitch is looped down the right field line. That is going to fall fair, and it's going to give Toronto the lead. Bautista will score. Stopping at third base is Morales on the bloop single down the right field line by Russell Martin. And the Blue Jays now lead it 2-1.
The Blue Jays have not won a series this season. They're on the verge of it. Unless Garrick Norris can do something. 1-2. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Ball game over. Blue Jays win their first series. And for the Rays, a tough weekend ends in Toronto. After winning the first one in dramatic fashion, the Rays combined for just 2 runs the rest of the weekend. And you can't expect to win series doing that.
3-1 Blue Jays is your final score. The Blue Jays have their first series victory on the season. The Rays have now lost 10 of 13 games on the road this year. Kevin Cash and the Rays would come up short against the Blue Jays on Sunday as they lose 3-1. Here's the Rays skipper on his team's performance.
There are guys that they combine, you know what? They were outstanding. They kept us off balance, but couldn't be happier, more impressed with the way Arch threw the ball, gave us a chance to win. They just kind of pieced together an inning there and hit some balls where we weren't. So tip your cap, but really happy with the way Arch threw the ball.
Will you just take us through the eighth inning and watching it all kind of transpire?
Walk the leadoff guy. Then we get a potential double play ball, although the guy's running. It takes a really nasty hop. Robbie made a tremendous play to get the guy out, bring in Alex, and it looks like he left a cutter somewhat up, and a good hitter does what he does, and that ties it up. And then he continued to make some good pitches to get Smoke to punch out, but then Russell Martin comes up and gets a big hit.
What was so effective about Chris Archer's slider today?
I think the fastball, establishing the fastball command, the strike throwing ability. I mean, look, his first 3 innings, he was just pumping strikes. And when he does that and he shows the opposing lineup, that he's going to come after you with a bunch of strikes, it puts them a little bit more on the defense, where then when you need guys to expand, they're going to expand.
When he dazzles the way that he did tonight, how tough is it? And this is going to happen in games, but when the offense just can't seem to be supporting him or getting anything going.
Yeah, I mean, that's baseball. We'll pick him up his next start. He picked us up today because, there wasn't a margin of error of much at all. But that's just the way it goes. Those guys, our offense is battling, doing everything they can to get not just one, as many as they possibly can across there. So I'm sure they're frustrated, but we got a quick turnaround, get on a plane, and hit well in Miami.
And just looking back, Daniel Robertson, his bunt, so much can go wrong in that moment, but what are your thoughts on the way that he executed the play?
Perfectly. I mean, the goal is to get it, you don't want to bunt it too hard to the first baseman that's crashing. If you can get it to the pitcher kind of at that angle, it worked out perfectly because it's a very difficult play for the pitcher to, turn around and fire home. I mean, Logan Morrison, obviously not the fastest guy, but it was a perfect bunt to allow that to happen. Robbie had a great game. He played just tremendous at shortstop.
Kevin, is it kind of a mixed blessing, in a sense, to see Sanchez leave after an inning, but then you get this sort of parade of different arms coming up?
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, when you lose your starter you're counting on, I mean, we've been in similar situations, you lose them after one inning, there's a little bit of a scramble there to see how the bullpen's going to be able to piece it together, but, you know, they did a tremendous job. The way it matched up and the way their guys came in and executed, they did a really nice job.
Kevin, is there anything different about Alex when you use him in that two-inning situation? I mean, I know you don't have a lot of options, but it hasn't worked out the last couple times.
No, I don't think so. You know, I think today might have just fallen behind a little more than what we were accustomed with seeing. But then again, I mean, he's coming in, he's facing Batista, and he's got a guy in scoring position, so you want to be a little bit careful there.
You don't have any reservations about continuing to use him that way?
No. I mean, especially given I think he had 3 days off. Right. Yeah.
Rays are in Miami on Monday to take on the Marlins. Same day, Blue Jays are in the Bronx to take on the Yankees.